Hi, I'm Ian McLean.
Hi, I'm Gary Pine.
G'day, I'm Brett Pease.
I had this problem, my friends, an addiction, a disease. It caused me deception and lies. It brought me to my knees. It nearly cost me everything, my friends, my family. From a life of freedom, this shit's got a hold on me.
I believe this could be the practice room of Avago Groove. There's bass guitar on the stool. There's lyrics everywhere, pasted to the floor and to the tables.
Oddly enough, it also doubles as a living space too.
Who lives here?
I do.
How do you do that?
Well, I move a lot of instruments around a lot of the time, but...
When you need to sleep?
Occasionally, and eat and things, but most of the time we're using the instruments.
You unveiled a song about ice at the weekend. How did that come about?
Chris and Maud, who run the Fourth Pub, put on an event promoting No Ice because their son has just finished a prison sentence and it was ice that ended up putting him in there. But while he was breaking his addiction in prison, he also came up with a very nice poem. Gary was approached by Chris and Maud to see if Avago Groove wanted to actually put that to music and make it into a song. Played the song for the first time on Sunday.
Is the complete poem the lyrics, or was it adapted from the poem?
Small adjustments made so that it would fit musically in a few places. The poem is as it was written. Brett, our guitarist, had a very big hand in actually coming up with a piece of music that went behind it.
From the time of my life to the life of my time. From the top of the world to the bottom of crime. From the nectars of heaven to the poisons from hell. This is my story, a hard one to tell.
Must have been an interesting process when you start with lyrics like that, and I believe fairly bleak sort of lyrics by the sounds of it.
I guess it was always going to be a dark song. Yeah, that was the type of song that we set out to write. Since Brett was the person who composed it, I'm wondering whether he might be better to answer that question.
He looks hesitant, but I'll ask him anyway. So, Brett, how did it come out of you, so to speak?
Gary came up with a version, and I've sort of added on to that, put a bit more of a feel that I sort of get out of the guitar myself. So,
were there key lines in that poem that suggested the music?
Well, personally, I like to bring the feel of the music up and then bring it back down, and it just seemed to work with the poem. So,
did you manage to find some lightness, brightness in there?
Oh, I did, actually, yeah. So, because it goes to the D in the chorus, which is pretty much some of the darkest words in it. So the song actually lightens up on some of the darker words, which is a bit of a contrast.
Getting into the science of it now, the lovely bright D chord.
Yeah, the good old D. Yeah, it always works. Yeah.
Gary, what's it like to perform a song like this that is somebody's real and troubling experience?
Basically, if you can understand what he went through and maybe people that you know in past walks of life have been through and draw on that experience and be at one with the words.
When you performed it on the Sunday, what was the response?
Well, I know I got goosebumps for a start, and basically if anybody dropped a pin, you could have heard it, I think.
That would have been quite daunting, really. It's almost like unveiling a portrait or something, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know yourself when you start feeling a bit teary as you're performing, it's... they can hear our emotions.
Whilst avoiding eye contact with Chris and Maud, I guess.
Yeah, well, that was it too, because from a distance you could see the hand wipe up on the eye and she's cuddling her son and everything like that, you know. It was just a magic moment, you know, for the message to get through. And I hope we touched everybody.
It almost took me in the end. Thank God the law caught up with me. Gave me a chance to clear my mind, reflect on what I couldn't see.
You guys are gigging pretty regularly along the coast here. What do you see in that environment of ice?
We hear about it everywhere we go. There's virtually no place we've played yet where some of the locals haven't told us that they've got a problem with it down there. We just think it's a whole game changer, and we don't particularly like the changes, so there's not much we can do about it. But when we were asked to support No Ice, there was no hesitation from anyone in the band. We all wanted to get behind it.
You're already touching all the right buttons in this community, it seems. You were voted the most popular band at the playoffs for the 4th Blues Festival, weren't you?
We've actually won that award twice over the last 3 years, and we didn't go in it the second year. So
that's probably why you lost that year.
Probably why we lost that year.
Difficult early in the piece getting gigs because we're an original band, but now people are hearing what we write, messages behind our songs.
It's, if we can get this message out there to especially the younger people, not to get tangled up in this ice, it's got to be a good thing, doesn't it?
And apparently the outcome is that it will fund a rehab time for a young woman here. Yeah, well, a young girl, really, yeah, in the community, which is fantastic.
Now this is my story.
There's that pin dropping again. Are you going to record it?
Well, I guess that would be a yes. And obviously we've got to have permission from Mark. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.